We now go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We speak to the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly, and he will be on the sidelines for Westwood One's coverage of the Chargers versus the Patriots. He is Hub Arkish. Hub, welcome to the program, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right, so the first question I have for you is, what do you think about the Freddie Kitchens hire for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I'm a John Dorsey fan, so this is his choice, and I know he didn't come by it, that I assume it's one that we take a step back and give it a chance and see what happens. Am I a little bit surprised? Yeah, I am. I know that they had a good run the second half of the season. He obviously did a nice job with the offense and bringing Baker Mayfield along. I wouldn't say they exploded or tore it up. And I just, to be honest with you, thought Mike McCarthy was going to get that job. And if the reports are true that McCarthy was offered the job, if he would keep Kitchens as an offensive coordinator, then it makes it sound like, well, this may not have been our first choice. But obviously, if he did make that offer, Dorsey, that is, to McCarthy in that way, he felt strongly enough about Kitchens that he was making him part of the team from the beginning. So, in that regard, I think you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. I like everything John's done there so far, and so hopefully this will be a good hire for him.
And we're in the same boat here, Hub, is it's very much turned into in Dorsey I trust, and he's gotten such a long, a great track record, because we were now watching this Chiefs team just blow the doors off of the Colts in the playoffs, and then what he's been able to do with Baker Mayfield and Nick Chubb and Denzel Ward. Like, there are so many hits along the way that we are in Dorsey I trust. So we're all on the same boat, man.
Well, I mean, he's an outstanding talent evaluator, and that's how he got the job in Kansas City. That's how he got the job in Cleveland. However, hiring coaches is very different from evaluating talent. Now, obviously they were in good shape in Kansas City with Andy Reid, certainly with the success that Matt Nagy has now had in Chicago. You have to look at that and say, again, they had good talent there. Eric Bieniemy may still, be the guy in Miami or Cincinnati, although something now like that may not happen. So, again, there's no reason not to trust in John Dorsey, and we'll see what kind of staff Kitchens is able to put together.
So it's interesting you brought up Matt Nagy. You're a Chicago guy. I got to pick your brain about this. When Matt Nagy came in, did he run into any kind of clock management issues or feeling like his plate was overfill, kind of a little bit too full, or did he just kind of come in and roll?
Well, yes and no. Throughout his rookie year as the head coach of the Bears, there were occasional, I think I would call them more game management than clock management, although certainly the clock was a part of it at times. But on the other hand, that offense showed signs from the first preseason game and continued to show signs every week as the season developed. So, pretty typical rookie head coaching experience, I think, no matter how long you've been around, how good of a position coach or even a coordinator you've been. When you are managing the entire game, it is a different story. So, Nagy did have some issues. I think in spite of those issues, he will be one or two for Coach of the Year along with Frank Reich. I'd be surprised if it went any other way. So you should expect some of that, but that doesn't mean that you don't have a good football coach.
Hub Arkish joining us, executive editor of Pro Football Weekly and also sideline reporter for Westwood One, Chargers and the Patriots. All right, let's get into Chargers-Patriots a little bit here. You're currently in Foxborough. What's the weather look like for this game?
Well, it's going to be chilly, but it's going to be dry, clear, and it doesn't look right now looking outside like there's a lot of wind out there. So, it's January football in the north. I think you expect this. It's probably going to be about as good as it can be for Foxborough. And, it shouldn't have an impact on the game. Yes, the Chargers, play their home games in California. They're a California team. But not everybody on the roster is from California. We always make this mistake when we look at these teams. There's a lot of guys on that team that have gotten used to weather like this. So as long as you don't get as extreme, as long as it's not bitter cold or snowing or anything like that, I just don't think it's going to be a factor for one team or another. Plus, you got to plug in that the Chargers are now 8-0 playing outside of Los Angeles anyway. So I don't think the weather will be a factor.
I think you're 100% right on that one, and especially the fact that the Chargers are 8-0 on the road. I mean, we could basically take their entire record and say that they're playing road games, because if you look at that Carson Stadium, I mean, it's it's usually 60% another team's fans and 40% Chargers fans, or sometimes even less than that. So this Chargers team seems like they're so comfortable playing on the road that I think that's the big reason why a lot of people are saying they're going to win.
Well, I think that's a big part of it. I think more than that, when you look at the star power, if you will, on either side of the ball, other than obviously Tom Brady and Gronkowski, they appear to have a little bit more of it. You know, certainly Phillip Rivers doesn't have the playoff pedigree or wins that Brady does, but maybe that rare Hall of Fame quarterback without the Super Bowl, certainly he's close. You look at Melvin Gordon, Keenan Allen, you know, Mike Williams, Oakland on the offensive line. There's big names, though, that you don't necessarily find with the Patriots. And then the defense, it gets even more impressive. Derwin James, I think, is the defensive rookie of the year. You got Bosa and Ingram, you know, Desmond King, you can go on and on. So it's a very talented football team. They have a better record than the Patriots. They have the best record in the AFC, even though they're a wild card. It was a tiebreaker that cost them the home field. And so this is as tough a test as the Patriots have seen in their first playoff game in quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, this game, you know, they've got this phenomenal record in Foxborough, and this has been the season where Tom Brady has looked the most mortal that he's ever looked, and Bill Belichick has looked mortal, and they just don't have the wide receivers and all of that talent that we are used to seeing these Patriots teams have. So is that something that they can almost scheme around, and maybe there's a scheme way that you can beat what the Chargers are able to do, or is it just, let's hope Tom Brady has a turn back the clock night?
Well, you know, scheme in many respects is what the Patriots always do. What makes them so special, they've had other rosters that were maybe a little bit more talented. I mean, I'm not saying this isn't a good football team. It's a very good football team, and this is their time of the year. So if the Chargers are able to pull an upset, and it would be an upset, it ain't going to be a blowout. I mean, you know, the Patriots are right there with them. You know, I think the big issue with the Patriots is surprising a lot of people. When they get out, you know, they lose an opener or the second game of the season, or maybe they're 2-2, you know, which I think they were earlier this year. Everybody looks like, oh, that's the Patriots. Now Belichick's going to figure it out. And sure enough, he did. You know, they went on a run. Suddenly they'd won 7 in a row. They were 9-2. But this team finished just 4-3. You know, in their last 7 games, they're 4-3. All 3 of those losses were on the road. They are undefeated at home. They didn't play the toughest schedule. But this team just doesn't roll into the playoffs the way we're used to seeing Belichick teams do.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a different year for the Patriots this year. I mean, of course, they win the East, and it's not, you know, it's not their fault that division is an absolute mess. But, you know, it just doesn't have that feel. It doesn't have, like, you know, that we're going into the fortress of Foxborough and there's no way we're coming out with a win. And maybe it's because Phillip Rivers has just been so good. Have you seen anything differently this year from Phillip Rivers with this team, or is it just the fact that the Chargers are finally healthy?
No, I think Phillip Rivers has been Phillip Rivers. The last couple seasons, he had taken better care of the football, cut down on the interceptions, although, again, like the Patriots, Rivers has not played his best football the last 3 or 4 weeks. He has been, that passing game has been off a little bit. They do tend to get very banged up at wide receiver. But at the end of the day, you know, that's what I said a couple minutes ago. I think Phillip Rivers is probably a Hall of Fame quarterback. You know, just like we say, it's not the Patriots' fault who they put on their schedule. We can't fault them for who they've beaten. It's not Rivers' fault the way these Chargers teams have been constructed over his career, going back to 04. He hasn't really had a Super Bowl team until now. But with this talent around him, with this group that Tom Telesco's put together, he does appear to be an elite quarterback. And I think he's just been a well-kept secret because the Chargers have found other ways to lose, and people are just now waking up to the fact that he is very much in the class of a Brady, of a Breeze, of a Rodgers, of the top guys in the game.
I think you're 100% right. I mean, he has been underrated for so long, Hub, that it's unbelievable. And anybody who watches those Chargers teams, I mean, was it 2 years ago? He was basically taking fans out of the stands and throwing to them. I mean, it was, you know, just guys that were bagging his groceries and saying, like, hey, you look like you're fast. Come play football for me. Like, because everybody was just so hurt.
He's not just a good passer or a good quarterback. He's a great leader. You know, when you talk to the guys who've gone through San Diego and now Los Angeles, you know, teammates, and seen the way he's impacted offenses, and because of his ability to have some success with almost any kind of supporting cast, he's everything you want in a quarterback. And he's also on a mission. You know, he's going to be 38 years old and has not had a lot of playoff experience. Too was early in his career against the Patriots, and they lost that one. So, you know, he hasn't had a lot of chances like this, and he appears to be stepping up to the plate and making the most of them so far.
He is Hub Arkish. He's joining us. He's going to be on Westwood One, sideline reporter for the Chargers and the Patriots, also the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly. Hub, thank you so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing you on the station here.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. Good luck to all you guys in Cleveland with Freddie. Hopefully he'll do a good job.
I'm with you there, Hub. I'm with you there. Thank you for joining us, man.
Take care.
Hub Arkish of Pro, the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly. He will also be on the sidelines for the Chargers and the Patriots game. Likes the Freddie Kitchens hire, but kind of saying the same thing that I am. You know, be patient, because I wanted to get that Matt Nagy question in, because I think it's really important that we all realize that these guys make mistakes. These guys are going to have growing pains. These guys are going to do things wrong. These guys are going to do things that are going to drive you nuts. And that's why I think it's so important to realize that he lives in Chicago. He watches Bears games every single week. He watched a young head coach grow, and a guy who's probably going to be the head coach of the year in his first year doing it. He messed some things up. There's some game management stuff that went wrong. There's some clock management stuff. Freddie's going to run the same thing. If this heads south, don't call for his head. Be patient. Be very patient. I hope more than anything else that John Dorsey does what Mike Holmgren did to Brett Favre a long time ago. Hitch your wagon to this guy. If we go up, we're going up together. And if we go down, we're going down together. But I'm going to do everything in my power to help you to succeed. 216-578-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter.